African-American Nicole Cunningham says growing up in the southern state of Georgia was difficult. It was a time of racial tension. The white supremacist group, the Ku Klux Klan, often terrorized black families, sometimes beating and murdering them. But Nicole says seeing the inauguration of the first black president has shown her that times have changed.
When I was in the fifth grade, having the KKK march on my school and wanting to have, you know, all the black kids brought outside, I was thinking about all that when I was looking up there.
Nicole and her husband, Virtus, took their two young children to the inauguration to witness the historic event. Their son, Tariq, says he is proud of Mr. Obama's victory.
I know that some people, they just didn't like the idea of having an African-American president and that he persevered through all that.
It was a very emotional day. You know, I can look up there and see someone that looks like me.
A new survey by the Pew Research Center shows that nearly twice as many African Americans now than in 2007 say the situation of black people in the United States has improved over the last 5 years. This jump in optimism is the highest seen since 1984. A majority of African Americans also say that Mr. Obama's presidential win has improved race relations in America. But the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People's chairman, Julian Bond, says it was one moment in a long chain of events.
It's arguable, you could say, that we should have been able to do this years and years and years ago. But perhaps it had to wait for the moment, for the man, for the moment. It did have to wait for the man, the moment. And it had to wait for an awful lot of work to have been done leading up to this moment.
The inauguration of Barack Obama at the steps of the Capitol was more than just a beginning to a new presidency. For the Cunninghams and many African Americans, Mr. Obama was a living example of the endless possibilities.
So to grow up and to tell my kids that they can be anything they want to be in the world, there's no barriers anymore, you can go as far as you want to go, and to have this culminate before us, and then we're there to see it, just unreal, surreal.
For the next generation of Cunninghams, like their 11-year-old daughter Gwen, the realization of the first black president is already taking effect.
Lets me know that I can run for president because I am an African American and I can become first female president.
The Cunninghams are still smiling over President Obama's successful jump over the race barrier. But they say the economy and the ongoing wars are tough problems he needs to tackle.
There's still life going on.
Yeah.
But we are still very excited. We wish the president well.
He definitely has his work cut out for him.
Mr. Obama is trying a more hands-on approach to help address these problems and will present his plans later this month in his State of the Union address. In Washington, this is Carla Babb, VOA News.